And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of September, 2017. It's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald, Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, in 1896. Went off to Princeton, decided on a career as a writer of musical comedies, wrote an operetta in his first year in college, dropped out of Princeton, joined the Army, stationed in Montgomery, Alabama. He met a young woman named Zelda Sayre, fell in love with her, but she wouldn't marry him if he wasn't successful. And so he went and sat in the officers' club, and he said in a room full of smoke, conversation, and rattling newspapers, he wrote a novel, 120,000 words, called The Romantic Egoist. Went off to New York City, went to work for advertising agencies. Fitzgerald coined the slogan, "We keep you clean and muscatine," for a steam laundry in Iowa. He looked for jobs at the 7 newspapers in New York City. He was turned down by every one. He went back home to St. Paul, and he rewrote The Romantic Egoist for a third time, and this time retitled This Side of Paradise. It was published to great acclaim. 23 years old, he became the youngest person ever published by Scribner's, and he married Zelda a month after his book was published. His novel, The Great Gatsby, was published when Fitzgerald was 29 years old. It got mixed reviews, did not sell well. Fitzgerald died of alcoholism at the age of 44. And a few years later, the U.S. Army put out special editions of novels for the troops. 150,000 copies of The Great Gatsby were printed. Soldiers loved the story. Young war veteran achieving the American dream, and The Great Gatsby went on to become an American classic. It now sells about 500,000 copies every year. It was on this day in 1996 the United States signed the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, along with Russia, China, and Great Britain, to end all testing and development of nuclear weapons. It's the birthday of the poet Yvonne Bolin, born in Dublin, 1944. Most recent book is A Woman Without a Country. It's the birthday of Horace Walpole, born in London, 1717, author of the first Gothic novel, now known especially for the more than 4,000 letters he wrote in his life, collected in a Yale edition in 48 volumes. And it's the birthday of the blues guitarist Blind Lemon Jefferson, born in Couchman, Texas, around 1893. Went off to Dallas to play music, then the Mississippi Delta, Memphis, and up to Chicago. He carried a pearl-handled 45 pistol, and though he was blind, he could shoot the head off a chicken just from the sound that he heard. He was buried in Wortham, Texas, Blind Lemon, who wrote a song with the lines, "Lord, it's one kind favor I'll ask of you, see that my grave is kept clean." Here's a poem by Paul Zimmer entitled Love Poem. Last days before first frost, we stroll out hand in hand to see yellow sulfurs lift in multitudes over the fields, flittering in ecstatic pairs to descend and spangle the hay. Months later, trudging winter fields in the morning sun, we see their million rapturous spirits have risen through layers of drift to glitter on the snow crust. Poem by Paul Zimmer, Love Poem, From Crossing to Sunlight Revisited, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse, back issues, and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.